Okay, Rabbi, so the Pasuk says this week's parasha. Vatidaber Miriam, and Miriam spoke against Moshe Rabbeinu. Vatidaber Miriam. Miriam speaks against Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem hears the Lashon Hara, the evil slander that Miriam talks against Moshe Rabbeinu. And Miriam is heavily punished for this evil slander that she says against her brother, as the famous Chavetz Chaim teaches us. This evil slander is something that she spoke against her brother, and yet she was punished so heavily, Rabbi Yisai.
What did she say?
So the Pasuk tells us that she said, she didn't say, she said that Moshe Rabbeinu, why did he perish from his wife? Because Hashem speaks to him. Hashem speaks to us also. The Torah tells us afterwards, "Vayish Moshe Onov mikol Adam asher apneihu Adam." Moshe Rabbeinu is the Onov, the quintessential Onov, the highest Onov, the greatest Onov that ever stepped foot on the air, on the face of the earth. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Onov mikol Adam asher apneihu Adam. Meaning to say, as Rashi points out, this did not shuffle the Savlon. He accepts everything willingly, knowingly. It did not bother Moshe Rabbeinu one iota. It didn't hurt Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't take it personally. It didn't bother him. He wasn't affected in any way. His esteem level didn't go down. He's the Onov Mikol Adam. It doesn't bother him. The Torah writes that Moshe Rabbeinu is the Onov Mikol HaAdam Asher Al Pnei HaAdam. So the Ra'or HaChaim HaKadosh comments and says that the reason why the Torah has to write this over here is to teach us that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't going to take any revenge. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't going to take up any issue with his sister for speaking slanderous against him. He wasn't going to do nothing about it. And therefore, Vayishma Hashem, Hashem stepped in for Moshe's sake. And the Sepharnai adds that the Kodesh Baruch Hu stepped in over here because there was a word of Kavod HaTorah, that even though Moshe Rabbeinu himself was not affected, nothing happened, he wasn't makbid, but Moshe Rabbeinu represented Torah. And therefore, Vayishma Hashem, Hashem heard this, and Hashem stood up for the esteem of Torah, and Hashem punished Miriam severely with the leprosy, the terrible aveira of leprosy. We have to understand, Rabbi Yisai, Miriam's comment about Moshe Rabbeinu. Miriam's saying about Moshe Rabbeinu was 100% true. She said that Moshe Rabbeinu separated from his wife. And she obviously had a misunderstanding. How close Moshe, will get that in a second, but she said something very true. And she said, I don't understand the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu. We also spoke to Hashem. Why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu was separated from his wife? She was very upset that his wife had remained by herself. Why is he different? And Miriam is punished so severely, Rabbi. What is the emphasis over here, Rabbi? We have to learn the Indian of Midas of Lashon Hara. I think it's something so valuable that everybody has to learn the terrible atrocity of Lashon Hara, Rabbi. That the reason why Miriam spoke against Moshe Rabbeinu was because she didn't value at a certain level his greatness. She did not put it in the right perspective. And Moshe Rabbeinu is something so great, so holy, so special. She underestimated the value. And this is a very, very important lesson for us, Rabbi Sadi. But many times, our Lashon Hara, when we speak against somebody, when we speak slanderous against somebody, when we put somebody down, it comes because we don't truly value the person. If we truly valued the person, if we held him in high esteem, if we looked at the person as a special individual, we would never speak slanders about him. If we looked at him very positive, our value system of who he is, our positive outlook on about the person, then we'd be very, very careful not to speak about him. And I think maybe, Rabbi Isai, that Va'ish Moshe Onov Mikol Adam, we can maybe say another pshat over here. That Moshe Rabbeinu was so unbelievable. He was the Onov Mikol Adam Asher Al Pnei HaAdama. He was the most humblest of men that faced the earth. That Miriam had to realize that this man can have no ulterior motive in his, what he does. Everything is al pi Hashem. Miriam was tainted. How did he take the initiative to leave his wife? It must be there was some type of feeling of he's a little bit above everybody else and he has to leave his wife because he's something. He's something. He holds himself higher. Zok the pasuk, Va'ish Moshe Onov Mikol Adam. He didn't hold himself higher anyway. It must be the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he left his wife. He was part of his wife. It must be only because of Hashem, because he doesn't have one ulterior motive, one any extra in his body that bespeeches, that talks about, that emphasizes any fair matter of gaiva whatsoever. Moshe is the 100% true example of the humblest man that ever came to the face of the earth. And because Miriam underestimated this midah, this greatness, that's what she came to speak against somebody else, Moshe. And that is the sort of Lashon Hara, so we underestimate the person that we're speaking about. We see some fault, but we don't realize the greatness of that individual. And if a person wants to work on Midas, on staying away from Lashon Hara. He has to truly value the person. Before you sit down to speak again about him, start to value who he is. Don't underestimate him. Don't look lower about him. That's where it all comes from. When our outlook on the person that we want to speak about, we concentrate, we focus, we emphasize the fault without seeing the entire picture, without truly evaluating the person. And if a person would learn to focus and to not look at the faults, but look at the milas, look at the values, look at the positive, look at the greatness that every single human being has, Rabbi Sa, it would be very, very hard for us to speak Lashon Hara, Rabbi Sa. The Torah talks about Lo Selech Rachel Ba'amecha, Rabbi Sa. If you look at the parasha where it talks about it, right next to the V'hafta L'recha Kamoicha Ani Hashem, and we once spoke about this, Rabbi Sa. If we look on another individual, Rabbi Sa, and this individual is a Tzelem Elokim, he's a person that has godliness in him. How can I talk down against him? How can I say rechilas against him? How can I go ahead and speak derogatory against this person? He's a godliness, he has godliness in him. He's a Tzelem Elokim. He's great. Whenever we talk derogatory, we talk negative on a person, what is that? It comes from that aspect, that midah. Lashon Hara is a midah. It's a midah. Look at the Chofetz Chaim, it's a midah. It's a characteristic. It's something that we do wrong. It's a characteristic trait, yes. The characteristic trait of Lashon Hara is evil slander, because our outlook on the person is evil. We can't see the good. We can't focus on the positive. We can't see the godliness of the person. When we see a person, we should see, this is a Selman of King. He's in the Shabbat Torah. This person, you have to hold him in the highest esteem. Oh, we see a certain fault in him. We see something where he doesn't do so. Yeah, but is it Selman of King? Maybe we don't understand him. Maybe we underestimate him. And maybe, just maybe, he's not holding there yet, but he is great. To focus on the positive, to focus on the mildness, that's how we work on Lashon Hara. Some people are the worst slanderers. They put down everybody and everything they can put down, every bacha. And the reason is, they don't feel so good about themselves. They see themselves in a negative way, so everybody else has to fall into that category of negativity, of putting somebody down. That's not how Hashem wants us to view people. You have to view people and look at them as it's unbelievable. It's anything that they do, hold them on a high horse. If we have to give a guy a little bit toichacha, we have to reprove him, we have to give him a little musa, okay? If they know how to do it, but never to underestimate a human being, the greatness of our person. And this can help us so much, Rabbi Yisrael, in our lives, in our interpersonal relationship with all the Rabbi Yisrael. We tend to look down on ourselves and on other people. We focus on the negative of the person. We focus on his faults, on his things that he does wrong. Rabbi Yisrael, the Torah is telling us, don't underestimate a human being. Don't look at his faults. Focus on his milas. Focus on his greatness. Focus on what how great he can become. Focus on the good things that he does. And then when you see that person in that light, Rabbi Isaac, you won't come to talk negative against him. When you talk negative, it's not because you're focusing on the faults and you're underestimating who the person really is. For each Moshe Anav Mikol Adam, don't underestimate who Moshe Rabbeinu is. And that was when Miriam came. And the same way, Rabbi Isaac, we underestimate every single person that we speak against, because we don't realize who they are. It could be a parent, it could be a rebbe, it could be a good friend, it could be not a good friend. We put them down because we underestimate who they truly are. And a person who wants to work on this leader, which is so important, because we know Lashon Hara is what brought the destruction upon the universe. It's what brought down the first sin of the world, the Bible said, was Lashon Hara. The snakes of Lashon Hara that brought down the world down. It's what brought down the base Hamigdash of Rosh. According to the Chofetz Chaim, we're sitting here today, waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting for the base Hamigdash, because there was sin as the Chofetz Chaim learns, and as I've come to say, the Chofetz Chaim, that means it was Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is what brought destruction to the world of Rosh. Brought destruction to the world. As because you don't truly value, you look for the negative, you look down, you look for that not positive outlook of yourself. And this is detrimental not only to how to what we do to others, as the Chofetz Chaim writes, it kills the people, destroys marriages, destroys homes, destroys shiduchim, destroys jobs. But it also destroys a person. The person learns to be a negative person of Israel. He can never see his own godliness, his own greatness. That's what Lashon Hara does with us. You talk about that, you start looking at yourself as in a negative way of Israel. Talk Lashon Hara about yourself. The Bible says it's something that a person has to work on. And I would give something that a person should try to do every week, once a week, not once a day. Pick a person. Pick a person. Any person. You see a person, you say, I'm picking that guy. Spend 2 minutes. Look, try to find something good in that person. Try to find something good. Look for something positive in that person. Just an unbelievable story of us, and we'll end with this. The story goes, I just read it in the book of Scheinberg's, it's a beautiful, unbelievable story. There was a couple that came to Reshiva, a family that came to Reshiva. They had a bunch of kids, I think 9 altogether. And they mentioned to Reshiva that they were fed up, they couldn't handle it anymore. They couldn't handle it anymore. They couldn't deal with this son anymore. All the other children were going in the right way. And the Maisa, this boy had to be a Talmud of the Rashiva, and this kid was obviously not going right. They didn't know how to handle it. He asked the Rashiva for the answer. Rashiva says, you know what? I'm going to come to your house. I'll speak to him. I'll see him, I'll try to do it, I'll come by. So Scheinberg sits out, I'll try to talk to him. So Scheinberg came to the house, and right away he was able to recognize this kid, he would look a little different. He didn't want to fail, all the other kids were looking at in awe of the Shiva and the tzitzis and everything, and this kid didn't really want to look. So Scheinberg went over, he asked, how's he doing? He says, you know, he looked at him in his face, he says, you have the most beautiful blue eyes I've ever seen. And the kid, for the first time, let out a smile to Reshiva. His mother said later on, it took a long time, but that was the start of his coming back, going on the right path. And every time the mother thought about all the negativity of this kid, she always thought in her mind, she put in her mind, well, he has the most beautiful blue eyes that she ever saw. And once that kid felt, first of all, that he has something good about himself, he understood what was going on over there. The negativity that everyone was passing on, was imposing into him, he felt it. You don't realize that these kids that are off, that feel that they're off, it's not only because they're picking up the vibes of everybody, I'm no good. So he looks at himself, no good. He can't tell himself, everybody's looking with those on. So man, that self-imposed on himself, that he's also no good. But once he felt in himself that he has something that no one else has, the most beautiful blue eyes that Rav Scheinberg ever saw, and the Gadol told him that, he had something to believe that he's a somebody. And the mother looked at him in that way, other people looked at him, from that was the beginning, that was the seed, that was the core that brought about this change of himself. And that Bach is sitting somewhere in the basement. But anyway, the Maisa, at the end of the day, Rabbi Yisai, you have to realize, Rabbi Yisai, this is what we have to focus on, and we want to be successful. in chinuch, we want to be successful in interpersonal relationships with our wives. We're gonna have disagreements. We're gonna have problems and shalom bias. It's all gonna start up, I'm telling you right now, because we're gonna see something negative in our wives, and we're gonna express it. And there it goes, Rabbosai. Rebbe, shalom bias problems. You were 100% right. I was at that shmooze, where I probably wasn't at that shmooze, and that's why I still have the shalom bias problem. Can you help me out? Can you bail me out? Hold on, I have another call. Rebbe, remember that shmooze? Messed up again. My wife's not letting me into the house. It's cold here in Alaska. Can you please, I don't want to sleep with the Eskimos. Bail me out! Hold on 1 second. Ding, ding, ding. The other shmooze. Hello, yes. Same story. What does it start from? One thing, he sees sour, his wife, this or that. It might be true, Rabbi said. Not everybody's perfect. We also have things that we have to work on. That's why we're in this world. If we focus on the positive, or she's just a cheerful person, or she's such an organized person, focus on the positive that she has. So even when there is something negative, you won't express it, you hold it in, you won't get all excited about it. No one is perfect, Rabbi said. Except for us. But no one else is perfect. And therefore we have to realize and recognize that there are faults. But you learn to focus on the positive. You learn not to underestimate the greatness of the person, then we'll be able to appreciate that person for who they are and not antagonize, not bring that person down, whether it's a wife or a child or an acquaintance, and be able to have gevaldik shalom bayis and tzadze achdus between each other and to our wives and our families. It's an unbelievable diagram of kiddush, shem shamayim, of shalom bayis. Is no greater thing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu than having shalom bayis. B'soich v'eizah Hashem yisbarach, that if we learn to look good upon people, we'll have that meaning to look good upon ourselves always, and always find the miles in ourselves, always feel confident, and feel our self-worth, because we learn to look positive on everybody around us and on ourselves. The Ezra, through that, will be successful in all our lives.